Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Now for the Outdoor Living and Gardening Show, presented by Preston Green, right here on 93.9 The Ville. Give the show a call at 502-8150-93.9. Now, here's your host, Steve Mercer.
Good morning, Kentuckiana. It's a pretty day outside, not a cloud in the sky. Nice blue sky out there. We've had a lot of rain this spring, and finally, Mother Nature has caught up with us and turned water off for a change. We got a little shower out at the farm last night. Just one of those little short thunderstorms that came through. And we were out mowing a relative's grass last night. And, man, a squall come through there. I mean, and it wasn't, I don't know, 2 miles away. And they had limbs down in the yard and leaves and sticks all over the yard. People were out were picking up the debris. Just goes to show you that you know, even one of those short pop-up storms can cause damage. And so always be on the lookout, you know, when you start hearing the thunder. Now, when you hear thunder outside, that's an indication that, you know, you could be within range of a lightning strike. So if you are outside and you hear thunder, it's time to seek shelter. Don't stay outside. It's time to come inside. And just know that you want to be safe, and nobody wants to get struck by lightning. It can be a deadly experience, and those who survive it can be changed forever. I know I had a relative, one of my great-greats, that they were out sawing a big white oak with a crosscut saw, and the lightning hit that tree, and he survived it. But ever since that day, he couldn't wear a watch. I mean, he put a watch on his hand, and it would stop the second hand, you know, instantaneously. And so just know that when you hear lightning, or when you hear thunder, that lightning's close by, and you really need to seek shelter. We are in that hot summertime time of the year when we can get those pop-up thunderstorms, and just be safe. If you're out in the garden and you hear that, it's time to move inside. Don't stay outside and press your luck. We have kind of ended the cool part of the season here. Looks like we're dressing to the nines is one thing, but experiencing the nines is quite another. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about the 90 degree heat. It's the least favorite time of the year for me. I just really detest hot weather. But, you know, there are some positive to that. I mean, that means that it's pool season. It's time to jump in the pool and enjoy your pool. And so, you know, there's a season for everything, I guess. And that certainly is a time of the season when you can enjoy your pool much more than normal. Now, in our case, the way we build pools, we design pools like we design our outdoor living area, and that is to be used year round. And anybody can heat a pool, but nobody wants to get out of a pool when it's 25 degrees soaking wet and have to make a mad dash to the house. That's just not fun. And we actually have a solution for that, and that's called a swim out design pool, where the shallow end of the pool is brought just inside a building, whether it be a pool house or your home, a room in your home. And we put a door across that opening with a baffle that hangs down in the water so the cool air doesn't come inside the building, and that allows you to swim in and out of the pool in the wintertime without getting out of the pool outdoors, or getting in or out of the pool outdoors. And so it's much more comfortable, and it gives you the ability to enjoy your pool year-round. The only piece of gear that you need extra in those colder months is just a swim cap like the Olympic swimmers use. You know, put one of those on your head and then just go out and swim out in the pool. And even if it's cold outside, I mean, you'll still be able to enjoy the pool. The pool is heated. Our pools are insulated, so you can actually afford to heat your pool in the wintertime with one of our pools because they're 80% more energy efficient. And you don't see many pools that are actually insulated. And so the design of our pools are like that. Since we are getting into hot weather, you know, it's time to start talking about shade and cooling, keeping cool in this hot weather. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in our outdoor living section today. But first, we want to talk to you about a sale we have going on right now. We have a 40% off sale of everything except our nursery stock and our trees and shrubs, cedar mulch is not on sale, but pretty much everything else is on sale. House plants, garden plants, annuals, and perennials. We have fern hanging baskets, beautiful ferns. I mean, you will not find ferns like our ferns, you know, at the box stores. Our ferns, you know, are twice the length of the ferns that you get at the box stores. Just much more beautiful fern than what you can buy. And the reason for it is because we grow them right here, and we don't have to ship them from Florida up here. And so when you have, you know, real long fronds on your ferns, they don't ship well from long distance. And so, the ferns that you buy at, you know, that are brought in from out of state, most all of them are not drooping down over the pot. Ours are hanging down. Some of our ferns are hanging down 3.5 feet off the bottom of the pot. Just absolutely stunning, gorgeous. And we have them on sale right now for $10 a piece. You can't beat that. You can't even buy the short frond ferns at the box stores for that kind of money. So, I mean, this is a real sale, not not a gimmick. We are in the process of selling our property, and we're going to have to move. So we're trying to clear out a lot of our inventory so we don't have to pack it off the property. So this is a true sale. It's as much a moving sale as it is anything. We don't plan on going out of business. We're going to be moving our greenhouses to our farm in Nelson County in Cox's Creek. And any of you who are listening who are not following our Facebook page, you need to do that, because all of our announcements of our sales and where we're moving to and when we're going to be moving, all that information will be on Facebook. We plan on having a mum crop this year and our fall coal crops. We are going to continue to landscape throughout our move. So our landscaping division will continue to operate regardless of the fact that we're moving. It's yet to be determined whether we'll have a spring season next year. We've got a short amount of time to get off the property. And then after we get off the property, we've got to rebuild our greenhouses. So we've got a lot of work to do. So we might be out of commission for a little while. But that doesn't mean that we're not still actively involved. We'll still be landscaping. We'll still have firewood for this winter. You'll still be able to contact us by phone and on Facebook, and our website will still be up. So just bear with us. We've got a huge task ahead of us. You know, we've been there at that location for 46 years, and I have to move all of my mom and dad stuff, plus the company's equipment and supplies, and even both of my grandmother's stuff has been stored there. So we've got a lot of stuff to go through and a lot of stuff to move. And we've got greenhouses to move and buildings to move. So there is a lot of work ahead of us, and we just can't. You know, we've got to have a little bit of time to be able to get that done. So that's why things are going to shake out the way they are. Please bear with us. Throughout all this, we are continuing to build houses, and we have a number of houses and swimming pools on the schedule right now. We even have a distribution warehouse coming up that we're going to be building. And so if you have one of those projects, don't be shy. Give us a call. We have a very unique way of building, and we hope you'll give us a shot at your next building project, because we have some very unique features that nobody else in the area offer, and that is the ability to rapidly build these buildings much, much faster than our competition. And that's because most of the building is built back at our shop, and then it's shipped to the job site and it's erected on site. So we build buildings at our shop and we erect buildings on site. And when you do it that way, you cut out a lot of inefficient labor. You know, if you ever watch a house being built, and if you're there like first thing in the morning when the contractors are coming in, just pay attention to what they're doing. I mean, it takes them sometimes 30 to 45 minutes to carry their tools in the house. Of course, in the morning, they're kind of half asleep, and the body's not moving yet, and so they're moving a little slow, and you're paying for that. And then of course it's like the old horse, you know, if you ride a horse out of the barn, they don't want to leave the barn. You just have to kind of really get after them to get them to leave the barn. And then as soon as you turn their head back towards the barn, you better hang on, because they're gonna speed to the barn as fast as possible. Well, that's kind of the same thing happened with the contractors in the afternoon. You know, by the time the end of the day is there, they're ready to go home and be with their family and get supper. And so they seem to be a lot faster at packing their tools up and getting them back to the truck in the afternoon. But the bottom line is, you're paying for all that time on that job, whether you realize it or not. And so when we build at our shop, why, they're not carrying tools in and out of their truck. Their tools are already at the shop. So at the end of the day, they just set their tools down, they go and they clock out and they go home. And guess what? When they come back in the morning and they clock in, their tools are right where they left them. And they get pick them up and start working. So it's a, and the other thing is regardless of what the weather is doing outside, we can build your house. We can build your house after dark. We can build your house 7 days a week. We can build your house whether it's raining or snowing. Regardless of what the weather is doing, we can build your house. And so we don't need but about a week of pretty weather, or even just decent weather, and your house has a roof on it with windows and doors in it that you can lock up, and the finish of the house goes really quick. So if you've never experienced something like that, give us a call, because we build quite differently from our competition. And our houses, by the way, address all five of the major causes of insurance claims. The building materials that we use in our houses allows us to address wind up to 250 miles an hour. They will, these houses will withstand E4 tornadoes. Fire, we don't use wood in your house, and our drywall is Class A fire rated. Even our trim is Class A fire rated. Water damage, our drywall is not affected by water. It's almost waterproof. And that means if your house was to get 5 foot of water in the house, and we also use steel stud framing. So if your house gets flooded, you don't even, it won't ruin the drywall. You won't have to remove the drywall below the waterline. And mold, even though the house has been flooded, when you use steel stud framing and this drywall that we use, all of these materials are completely inorganic. And mold only grows on organic material. So there's nothing for the mold to feed on in the house. So mold, we eliminate the problem of mold, and that's a big problem. And there's a lot of houses out there every year that have to have a mold abatement company come in to fix that problem, because it actually will affect your health, and it's dangerous for you to be living in a house with mold. And so the last thing is termite damage, and termites claim their share of insurance claims every year. And in our house, because there's no wood inside the house, there's really nothing for the termites to feed on. And so this is a much different house than the standard wood framed house that you're used to buying and used to seeing on the market. And so they're a lot more weather resilient, a lot more disaster recovery resilient. Have you, if you've never experienced that, why, give us a call. We'd like to talk to you. In our outdoor living section today, since it is going to be getting hot and it's getting really sunny outside, it's time to start talking about how we can extend the season of our outdoor living area, even in weather that's uncomfortable to be in. And so we really don't have any control over the weather, but we do have some control on how we deal with the weather. Now, if you have a sunny patio, you know, you're limited by the time you can spend out there. Now, a lot of people will wait till almost sundown and then go out on their patio to enjoy your patio. But, you know, there are times in the summer where even that is uncomfortable. And so if you don't have any shade trees in the area, you know, shade trees can reduce the temperature under their canopy by as much as 15 degrees. So if it's 90 degrees outside, if you do the math, it's really not that uncomfortable out there underneath those shade trees. And so if you don't have shade trees, or if, say, you have a pool and you really can't have shade trees because of all the leaves that get in the pool, then you have to have strategies to deal with that. Now, one of the strategies that people use is to install a porch, and they might enclose the porch with screening to keep the insects out so they can come in and enjoy that area in the shade. And they can install ceiling fans in that area. One of the problems you get with a porch, though, is the heat will continue to build up under the ceiling of the porch. And so when you turn a fan on, you're just stirring that dirt, that hot air up underneath the porch. Porches are better than having no shade at all, but they don't really give you a lot of comfort. And so outside of dropping the temperature by about 10 to 15 degrees, but they don't quite drop the temperature the full 15 degrees, because as the heat builds up on the ceiling, the heat will start to come down into the room until it gets to the area where you're sitting, and then it becomes very unpleasant. Another way to a more modern way to address this problem is to use what's called a louvered pergola. Now, pergolas have been around for a very long time, and they have their purpose. But with a standard pergola, you're relying on the boards of the pergola to provide you with shade at certain times of the day. Now, at noon, when the sun is, you know, at its highest point in the sky, you don't get any shade out of a standard pergola. This is where a louvered pergola comes into play. With a louvered pergola, your louvers can be the louvers can be varied. The angle of the louvers can be varied as the day progresses, and so you can get the shade you need in the area, but because the louvers are open, all that heat, which would normally just build up underneath the pergola, escapes out the top of the pergola. And so you'll find that, you know, the pergolas, these louvered pergolas, are a much cooler place to be. Now, they also have places to hang ceiling fans in those pergolas. They have lighting to put in there so you can use them after dark. Some of these pergolas have motorized retractable screens that you can drop down. So right at dark, when the mosquitoes come out, you can drop these screens down when the mosquitoes get to bother you to exclude the mosquitoes out of the area. Some of them have glass doors that can be folded up. So if you want to go outside, even in the wintertime, to enjoy the outside, you can do that. Should a rainstorm happen, why, you can close the louvers completely up and they become watertight. And so whether it's snow or rain, you can protect the area from that and continue to enjoy your outdoor living. For the wintertime, you can either put radiant heat in the floor, or you can put radiant heaters and hang them off of your pergola so that the area you're sitting at is still comfortable, even if it's snowing outside. So this is a way to be able to enjoy your outdoor living area regardless of what Mother Nature is sending your way. Now, one other thing that you can do in the summertime to keep cool, and this kind of depends on our weather. Now, if you're having hot, dry weather with a fairly low humidity, then you can use what's called an evaporative cooler. Now, this is a way to cool the air in the area, but it's not a traditional air conditioner. When water goes from a liquid to a gas, it cools the air around it. And so that's what an evaporative cooler is. So evaporative coolers are much more efficient with lower humidity. If we get some of that hot, sticky weather where the humidity is 87% relative humidity, your evaporative cooler is not going to be near as effective. But there are a lot of times during the summer where you can use either a portable evaporative cooler, or you can install evaporative cooler around one side of your outdoor living area, and you'll find that it makes the outdoor living area much more comfortable to be outside and enjoy. And when it comes to outdoor living areas or pools, these are expensive ticket items for a homeowner, and it makes no sense at all to go out there and spend that money and then only be able to enjoy it, say, 3 months out of the year because of what Mother Nature's doing. There are many ways to enjoy that outdoor living area during the day and after dark, and to be able to do it virtually year round if you set your mind to it. This is what we specialize in, is outdoor living, and we consider pools a part of our outdoor living area. And of course, we have a landscape division, so we have the ability to lay pavers and retaining walls to tame that area and get it functional as an outdoor living area. We know how to design these outdoor living areas for your family's use. I mean, every family is a little different. Some families are big entertainers. Other families just want a place to go out and relax and spend time with the family. Some families like to do cookouts and eat in an outdoor dining room area kind of a situation. And so it really kind of our designers have to really sit down with you and try to understand, you know, how you like to enjoy your outdoor living area, and then we custom tailor your outdoor living area to your particular family's way of enjoying that area. So if you are thinking about one of those areas, or sprucing up one of those areas, you know, a lot of people start with kind of whatever the basic area that the builder left you, and then somewhere down the road, after you've kind of got a good portion of your house paid off, maybe you're like ready to like go in and increase that outdoor living area and add some new amenities to it. And that's where we come in. We are a home builder, so we can do this right up front in addition to the home, or we can build a basic outdoor living area when the home is built and then come back after the fact and build the outdoor living area of your dreams down the road. So either way, it's possible, and we'd love to talk to you about that issue. And one of the we carry a product, a louvered pergola, from a company called Sundance. Now, they're manufactured down in Tennessee, so they're manufacturers pretty much right next door to us. And these guys really have a superior product. There have been a lot of people, a lot of companies that have jumped into the louvered pergola market. And to be quite honest with you, there's some big name brands with fancy advertising out there, and their product is really not that great. They've skimped on engineering, and it looks good, and it'll be good for a while, but then in about 4 or 5 years, you suddenly discover all these maintenance issues. And by then, you've already spent the money, and it's too late to do anything about it. Now, they charge big dollars for those pergolas, but they don't, the maintenance issues catch up with them in about 5 years. And that's what we've noticed. So the guys down there at Sundance have really engineered their pergolas so that, when 5 years comes, guess what? Nothing happens. Don't need all those extra maintenance headaches. It just keeps right on trucking. And they can be custom made to fit any location, and so it's not a canned product right out of the box that only fits a certain area. They can be built to pretty much any shape and size area that you need, and you have to ask your questions. Well, is a louvered pergola really worth it? I mean, these pergolas will last for decades and are made of extremely durable materials, and you'll be able to spend more time out in your outdoor living area. Even if it's raining or snowing, you'll be able to enjoy that area. And that's an important feature of any louvered pergola. Now, another issue, some of these louvered pergolas can be noisy. I know of one company, and I won't mention any names, but you'll notice that their louvers open very slowly. And the reason for that is they have no bearings on their louvers. And so if they open them fast, they start screeching and squeaking. And it's really loud if that happens. And so it's very unpleasant when the louvers open or close. And remember, with a louvered pergola, as the sun moves overhead and the angle of the sun's changing, you're adjusting those louvers throughout the time you're outside sitting in the area, if you're sitting out there during the day. And so it is important to have something that's quieter. Now, a Sundance pergola, the sound of the louvers creates a sound of about 50 decibels. And to put that into perspective, the sounds produced by normal conversations are somewhere between 55 and 60 decibels. So it's actually quieter when they open than when you're having a conversation with somebody sitting next to you. And so another question that people ask is, they're louvered pergolas, but are they really waterproof? And so the short answer is yes. In addition to sun protection, these louvered roofs are completely waterproof to protect you from rain and snow. And they have a unique design and gutter system that controls the water flow. You don't see the gutters on the louver. They're built into the louver itself. And so that controls the flow of water, your louvers are motorized and they're movable, and they're not to be confused with a veranda So the furniture and the floors have to be suitable for outdoor use, because if you have the louvers open and and a rain comes out and you're not actually out there in the area when that happens, then everything in the area could get wet. So anything you put out there has to be outdoor rated. But that's not usually a problem. I mean, most people are using outdoor furniture anyway. You can get ceiling fans that are outdoor rated and lighting that's outdoor rating. So it's not really a big issue at all. And so, you know, people want to know the cost of these things. The final cost of a louvered pergola really depends on several factors, including the size of the louvered roof and the customizations that you add to it. So it's a little difficult to give you a per square foot price because there's a lot of factors involved in it. Now, this is a powder coated aluminum structure, so they're not, you know, it's not like you're building a wood frame porch. They are going to be a little more expensive. But the issue is, from a comfort perspective, they will be a lot more comfortable to sit in than a covered porch or veranda. Another issue is, all the different accessories. They can be equipped with a wide range of accessories that can configure your louvered pergola to your personal taste. You know, you can get fixed screens, you can get retractable screens, you can get gutter screens, you can get sliding panels. You can get glass sliding panels. You can get lighting and heating and cooling and music and ceiling fans. All of those are options in a louvered pergola. And you really need to, you know, think about them as an extension of a room in your house. This is just a highly specialized room that allows you to really enjoy the outdoors and extend the time that you can enjoy the outdoors, even when Mother Nature is not cooperating with you on the weather, from a weather perspective. Now, the dimensions of these pergolas really depends on the desired space. There's really no limitations as to, you know, what size and shape you can build these pergolas. And they come in four different colors, from bronze to black to white to an adobe color. And they're all powder coated at no extra cost. This usually allows you to pretty much match any color of the home that you already have. So they blend in. They don't necessarily stick out like a sore thumb. They can be installed either as a freestanding room, or they can be fitted against the wall of your house. So either way, you can install one of these to accommodate an area in your outdoor living area. Now, when closed, when these louvers are closed, it does shut off the light from the outside. And so if you slightly open the louver, you get a lot of light inside very quickly. And so it really depends on your situation. Now, you know, just think about it. If it's pouring down rain outside, there's no sun out there anyway, because Mother Nature has put clouds overhead, and so it's already cloudy. So, you know, if you close those louvers up, you're going to get protection from the rain, but you're really not, you know, by opening them, you're not going to get that much light in there because, you know, it's cloudy anyway. So it's really not an issue when that happens. Now, you know, lighting is available, and they do offer lighting, and the louvers themselves, you know, have infinite control over how far open the louvers go. So you can get as much or as little light as you desire with these louvers, and that's an important feature, especially in the summertime. And they're designed with two shells for LED strips. And an additional option, you can install LED light inserts. There are plenty of options for either at night or when it is pouring down rain that you can turn some lighting on so that the area is not too dark when you're out there in it. Summer season is, you can enjoy that summer season outdoors, even when in hot weather. There, you know, we can install, like I say, these ceiling fans or these evaporative coolers. It is certainly possible to design one of these areas to be able to enjoy it year round if that's what you want or that's what you need. Talk about maintenance for a little bit. These louvers are fully exposed to the elements for many years, and they have been designed with many features to provide low maintenance experience. For example, the louvers will fully rotate in a cleaning mode. This allows you to simply clean the top of the louvers with a water hose. Another feature is a built-in gutter screen track. Simply acquire gutter screens from your local hardware store and insert the screen into the track to prevent debris from clogging up the gutters. And we recommend you clean them about once a year to keep the debris from stopping up your gutters. These pergolas are designed as a low maintenance experience, and nobody wants to spend time out having to do maintenance. And whether you're talking a pool or whether you're talking a louvered pergola, nobody wants to spend time on that. They want to spend time on being out in the area and enjoying the outdoors with their family and friends. And so the pools and the louvered pergolas that we design are designed for a low maintenance experience. As a matter of fact, our pools are designed to be 90% less pool maintenance, that takes some doing. And our pools are actually designed more like a HVAC experience, like your furnace or your air conditioner. You know, you really don't call your pool or your HVAC guy in on a weekly basis to service your HVAC equipment. You know, they might show up once a year to do some work, but usually they don't show up until something breaks and you have to call them and have them come in and fix something. That's a completely different experience than what most pools on the market require. And that all has to do with the products we use and the design we use. And Another thing that these louvered pergolas do is they prevent the heat from building up underneath the pergola, and so the heat never has an opportunity to keep building and building, so that the heat level just keeps getting lower and lower until it gets down into the seating area, where it then becomes really super uncomfortable. And that's because you can crack those louvers and let that heat escape from out from under the pergola. And that's a very important feature of these louvered pergolas. We're going to take our first break now, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to the Outdoor Living and Gardening Show, presented by Preston Green, right here on 93.9 The Ville. Give the show a call at 502-8150-93.9. Now, here's your host, Steve Mercer.
Well, we're back in Tuckiana, and we want to talk a little bit about our turf care for this time of year and what we need to be thinking about. It doesn't really take a mental heavyweight to figure out that this is the time of the year when the grass is growing and we got to mow. So mowing is a very important part of your turf maintenance this time of year. And we are getting into the hot time of the year. And remember that and most of your turf grass here in Kentucky is usually bluegrass or fescue. Now, these grasses are cool season grasses. They kind of go dormant in the summer. Now, that don't mean that they quit growing, but they don't grow near as fast or whatnot in the summer as they do in the cooler part of the year. And so it's really important not to cut this grass too short this time of year. You want to keep the grass cut at about 4 inches. Don't scalp your lawn this time of year, because that stresses the grass, and next thing you know, your population starts dying off and making space for weeds. If you want a lawn that is weed free, the best way to make that happen is to have a healthy stand of grass, because it will exclude most of those weeds for you. But when you mow, be sure that you're mowing at about a 4-inch cut, and it's important to keep your blades of your mower sharp. And so you need to check your mower blades periodically. And I like to have two sets of blades. That way the set that's on the mower, when that set starts getting dull, we just take those off and replace them with the other set, which are sharp. And then we go and have the set that comes off the mower resharpened. So it's very important this time of year to not cut your grass too short and to keep your mower blade sharp. And that also requires less horsepower and less fuel if you keep those blades sharp. So it also saves you money, and it's easier on your equipment too. And these days, mowers just seem to get more and more expensive. And so if you want to really, you know, protect the longevity of your mowers, keep your mower blade sharp. Now, if you need to lime, you know, you can lime pretty much any time of the year. And so if you've done a soil test and it's calling for lime, then you can do that in the month of June with no problems. Now, this is also the time of the year for post application herbicides to control annual grassy weeds. We'll talk about a little more about those weeds and how to treat them in just a minute. One other thing that summertime opens up is the ability to sod. You know, this is not the time of the year to be sowing grass seed. Remember that if it's a fescue or a bluegrass, you know, they go dormant in the summertime. So sowing that seed of those grasses this time of year, they're just going to sit there. They're not going to do much. Okay. So it's really important if you need grass this time of year, then you need to consider sodding the area rather than sowing grass seed. The only other thing that it's time to do is to apply some preventative grub control, white grub control. What you'll notice, if you have a high population of grubs in your yard, that attracts the moles and the voles. And so if you want to have a bunch of ugly dirt mounds in your yard and tunnels that raise up off of the surface of the turf, you know, so that every time you mow it, you know, it's like running over a speed bump every time you hit one of them. And so if you want to control that, now's the time to apply a preventative white grub control. We carry that product at the garden center, and it's on sale. It's 40% off right now. And so if you need it, why, it's time to come get it. Let's talk about those grassy weeds for just a minute. Weeds such as crabgrass and foxtail and goosegrass, it's the best results for controlling them are when the weeds are young and tender and at a rapid stage
time
of growth.
Now for down the stretch,
peak germination usually occurs in April and early May, depending on the location. Grassy weeds may still germinate at any time during the growing season. They can be controlled with the active chemical ingredient called phenoxaprop or quinclorac. They can be applied right over the top as a post-emergence herbicide. Phenoxaprop is not for use on Bermuda grass lawns. Other perennial grassy weeds such as Bermuda grass, bent grass patches, Dallas grass, Johnson grass, nimblewheel, orchard grass, quack grass, and tall fescue clumps, they can be controlled with either glyophosphate, which a lot of people know as Roundup, or Phenoxaprop. Now, these are non-selective herbicides, which means they will kill your grass if you apply that. And so you got to be, it's very important to read the label before you apply these, because you don't want to, you might kill the weeds, but you might kill the grass too. So be sure to read the label completely. And I, you know, you should really read the label every time you spray. I mean, the complete label. And I know it takes a little bit of time to do that, but you'll forget, you know, certain points in the instructions if you don't do that. And by all means, when applying these chemicals, you have to wear PPE. You know, I've seen homeowners outside, you know, spot spraying their lawn in flip-flops and bare legs, and all it takes is a slight breeze, and the next thing you know, you've got this chemical on your skin. And guys, this causes cancer. You know, these chemicals work wonders, but they have to be used properly. And I know it's hot outside, and I know you don't want to have to do this, but you know, it's important. I mean, it's important for your health not to just go out there in your shorts and your flip-flops and spray that lawn. Get on some long pants, you know, put some rubber boots on, and put some rubber gloves on, you know, prevent that chemical from ever touching your skin. That's very, very important. We even like to use long sleeve shirts while we're doing it. That way, you know, if the wind comes up and we get a sudden drift, And it drifts on us, you know, it drifts on our clothes. It doesn't drift on us. Now, after you get through spraying, you need to change out of those clothes. Don't wear those clothes all day because, again, that's exposing you to the chemical if it got on your clothes. So just be smart about it. You know, wash those clothes. You might want to wash those clothes separate from the rest of your laundry. And just be smart about how you handle them. If you handle these chemicals properly and you read the label directions completely, they are safe to use. It's when people don't pay attention and start cutting corners that you get into trouble. And the problem is, if enough people don't read the directions and you start having major health problems, you know, the government's just going to come in and they're going to remove that chemical off the market. And if they do that, that hurts it for everybody. And so just apply these chemicals according to the label directions and use some personal PPE, and you will get much better results on your lawns and get much better control of your weeds. And that's really what's important. And there's just all kinds of weeds that can be controlled by many different chemicals. It's not a one size fits all. I mean, you don't just go out there and spray one chemical and it kills everything. If you use something that's like Roundup, you spray it and it pretty much does kill everything. But I mean, it also kills your grass too. So, that's what I mean is that you have to know what weeds you're treating, and you have to know which chemicals are best at killing those weeds. And sometimes you find yourself in a situation where the only way to kill that those weeds is to use a non-selective weed killer like Roundup and just kill the whole area. And once you get control of the weeds, then come back and re-sow the grass. So it really depends on what you're fighting. I think probably the most challenging weed to kill is Bermuda grass. We call it yard herpes, because once you get it, you're never going to get rid of it. The problem is that it grows by underground rhizome, and it also goes to seed. So once that grass goes to seed, even if you kill all the underground rhizomes, it's still just going to reseed itself and come right back. So, you know, it's a very difficult weed to kill. And a lot of golf courses use that grass on their golf courses, and you know it's used as a lawn grass down south because it is such drought and heat tolerant.